busy in this department. So Mathieu will answer all your questions. On Monday, Eskom implemented stage 2 load shedding and load curtailment from 4 until 10 o'clock due to a shortage of generation capacity brought on by the fact that several units were out of service due to planned and unplanned outages. Yesterday, Eskom at first implemented stage 2 load shedding, but at around 6 o'clock, from stage 2 to stage 3 load shedding due to further shortage of generation capacity as additional units have had to be taken out of service for unplanned maintenance caused by technical faults. At around 9 last night, load shedding changed back from stage 3 to stage 2, and stage 2 load shedding was stopped at 10 o'clock last night. I'm telling you everything I'm assuming all of you know, unless you all live somewhere where you don't get load shedding, and I must move in with you. Load shedding at stage 3 shows the seriousness of the constraints that we face, but it is in no way an indication that we are close to a blackout. Today, for the entire day, from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock, stage 2 load shedding will be in place. The acting chairperson of Eskom board, Dr. Ben Gubani, has provided me with a detailed report on what happened during the last week. The loss of a number of generating units early in the week reduced the available capacity to meet the demand on Monday. It is expected that the situation would continue throughout winter, when consumption, of course, is higher, as the constraints on the grid means that planned, controlled, and rotational load shedding and load curtailment are introduced to protect the power system. I've also asked Dr. Ngubani to ensure that Eskom improves communication with stakeholders and consumers and to assure an alignment of load shedding schedules. Government wants to ensure improvement in the communication and compliance to load shedding schedules, and therefore there has been a collaboration with Maspers Prime Media and e-news channel Africa. This is for South Africans to access the latest information on load shedding schedules for their area by clicking onto the website of these three partners. That's in addition to what happens in the municipalities as well as from Eskom. Government extends its appreciation to the media houses for coming on board. The quick and accurate dissemination of information has a direct impact on the daily lives of South Africans. We understand the consequences of load shedding on business activity, employment and productivity, and I really wish to assure the public, consumers and all players in our economy that we are working tirelessly to ensure that we have adequate electricity supply. The role of the war room is in essence to play a coordinating role and to ensure integration to address the challenges we are facing with electricity. We are committed to ensure a reliable power supply, and our response to this resulted in the following successes. The Medupi Power Station in Limpopo recently reached a key milestone by delivering power to the grid for the first time on the 2nd of March 2015 from its Unit 6 generator. I saw recently in a newspaper that they said it doesn't provide any electricity yet, but it does. Once on stream, Unit 6 will bring much-needed extra 8,000 megawatt capacity to the grid. Restoring the Majuba power station is underway, and 1,200 megawatts has been recovered as part of the interim solution. The Majuba power station provides full power at the morning and evening peaks as an average of 85% power during the day. Eskom's maintenance strategy and its execution is receiving focused attention to ensure that it delivers the improvements required in plant availability and plant performance. In fact, the war room oversees all of that. Eskom has deployed 30 experienced senior managers from head office to power stations to ensure that maintenance is done correctly. The procurement process is underway to replace the boiler at the Tuva power station. A 4 billion rand loan was recently secured to scale up Eskom's renewable energy generation capacity. And there's something in there that you can read. Do you all have copies of this? You'll get a copy of it, but I'm not reading everything. I'm sure most journalists have the same capability I have of reading this, so you can read the rest of it. The completion of the Sera Wind Farm in Vredendal in the Western Cape, and that brings on about 100 megawatts. And then, of course, the cogeneration contract that was concluded on the 1st of March brings on 827 megawatts. But there's lots more potential in cogen. And, I mean, we continue to pursue it. This year, Eskom has been following its preventative maintenance schedules to the aging plants so that the recovery to sustainable and reliable power generation is expedited. This will understandably place strain on the system over the short term, as changes to demand or additional plant failures, as experienced over the past few days that took us into stage 2 and stage 3 load shedding, might occur. I wish to, on behalf of government, apologize for the inconvenience that this has caused. And I really want to thank all citizens and consumers for their patience and understanding, but also us for assisting us in many, many creative ways. Business has really come on board quite remarkably to help us to secure electricity supply. And I again appeal to all citizens to help us reduce demand by making electricity reductions in households and businesses as part of just our lifestyles. We remain committed to working with all stakeholders to ensure this and call on all citizens to join our national efforts to save electricity. I might just tell you, I mean, this is not in your thing, but I was asking for a prognosis of plants returning this week. And I'm pleased that today we're expecting Creel Unit 4 to return, which is 475 megawatts. Komati Unit 4, which is 91 megawatts. And then just by Sunday, the elusive Duva. Oh, so I want 575 megawatts. I think she's haunted me since the day I arrived here. As minister, I've always heard about Duva. But Duva Unit 5 will be up and running on Unit 6, sorry, on Sunday. And that will bring us 575 megawatts. I'll probably give my next daughter's name Duva or something. Thank you very much.